Pistons. Their third win. It took them till nearly New Year's last season. They've done it through just eight games this season. John, some would say, don't let the Pistons get hot.
Well, don't look now. If the season were to end today, they would be in the play-in tournament. They would be in a play-in game. They're above the cut line. All they got to do is hold serve.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully above 500 means you're above the cut line. But right now, 3-4, 3-5, get you in.
You guys on the 35-win bus? Well, you're going to make it 42 tomorrow, probably.
That's right. One-upsmanship.
Right.
It's a good quality.
Yeah. 36.
Everybody loves a one-upper. It took them 32 games to win three a year ago. Think about that. 32 games before they won their third basketball game. This season, three wins after eight games. And you might be thinking, they beat the Lakers. Like, LeBron didn't play, right?
Oh, no, he played.
Anthony Davis didn't play, right? He played. Yeah. He almost scored 40 points.
Did Bronny start?
Well, that was the difference. They didn't have Bronny.
I was listening to the game last night, and I heard champions say, I wonder what Jim Costa thinks now.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, I heard that. So it's funny because the useless knowledge that you have, we came in this morning, we're talking about Lions, we're talking about trade, we're talking about some of the college teams, and then we briefly mention, hey, the Pistons won last night.
Hey.
And you asked the question, when was it that they got their third win last year? And I was wrong because I said it was December 31st. I knew
it was December 30th, whatever, same range.
It like total useless knowledge. In 2023, when did they get their first or their third win?
When they snapped that 28 game losing streak,
That you would automatically pull out the very last opportunity during that calendar year. Useless knowledge that just pops up every once in a while.
So what do we make of this? They're better than last year. Cool. I think Cade Cunningham, triple-double, always good to see. Jaden Ivey seems to coexist with Cade. Yeah. Both of them playing well, both averaging 20 points per game. Both are shooting well to start the season. Like, it's almost like a coach came in and found a way to accentuate what they do. And there's still a long way to go for both of them. But this idea that you had to pick or they couldn't work together, I'm very much interested to see if J.B. Bickerstaff can get the most out of these guys.
Well, and you look at, at the high score in each game. It's either Cunningham or Ivy. This is the third time Ivy's been the leading scorer. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time it's been Cade. But that's what you've got to have from the two guys that you think are, if they can find a way to coexist, a part of the Phoenix rising from the ashes.
When they drafted Ivy, the vision, I remember we were talking about this at the time, everybody loved the Jaden Ivy pick, was that they brought two different tempos, right? Ivy is someone who has that extra gear downhill
can
burst.
Fly.
And Cade's more methodical, a little more of an old man game, right? He can get you in the middle, in the mid-range, and then get to the cup or pop and shoot. And they bring a different tempo. And can you throw teams fastballs and changeups? Keep defenses off balance, where one guy can be the lead guard while the other sits on the bench, or you can play them together and put defenses in a tough spot. It's incumbent on coaching to unlock them. And again, only eight games in. I don't want to take a victory lap on J.B. Bickerstaff. But it's clear they have a better outlook this season than a year ago.
Does Doug still have his three-game bet going this year? Last year it was, will they win three games in a row? And they never did.
They're one away.
They're one away from a three-game heater.
They've won three of the last four. And yeah, Charlotte's winnable, sure.
Yeah, we'll see. Wednesday night.
Yeah, again, I don't know what to do with them because it's so early. But I do think we were of the belief they would take a step this season. I just don't know how big a step it is. Like, John, after seeing a few games now to start the season,
well,
where is the target for you this season?
Like, win-loss total?
Yeah.
Okay, you're throwing a dart. I have no idea.
Give me a range. Like, we were 25 before the season started?
Was it 14 yet last year? I'll say, okay, instead of doubling it, I'll go nice round number 30.
Sure.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I was going to say that, too.
I didn't think we thought they'd win 30 games before the season, and I think they're at least showing tendencies that they might. Is that anything to like go crazy about? 30-52 is not a great record, but considering where this team is.
Yeah.
I mean, Cade's playing better. His career numbers are up in the eight games this year, pretty much across the board, scoring more than three points more than his career average. Three-point percentage is up 3-4%. Mm-hmm. It's tiny sample size, but at least I feel a little bit better about them than I do the Red Wings right now.
But here's the other thing. Well, it's a little more encouraging because you're seeing something. You're seeing them improve, right? It's
dog crap.
Even though it's eight games, you started out 0-4, and what the common theme in all four of those is you couldn't finish in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Now you lead through the entire game and you find a way to finish against that. Okay, it's an aging Lakers team, but it's still. They've got a lot of talent. So does that mean they got it all figured out? No, it doesn't mean they've got it all figured out. But three wins in the last four games following an 0-4 start, at least here's what you like. Last year, you started out 2-1, and it was downhill from there. And there was never any moment where you thought, okay, they're getting it. Now at least you feel like for 30 wins, if that's getting it for this year, then you kind of feel like at least they drew a line in the sand.
I just say the common theme early in their wins is the turnovers are down.
Yeah.
And it was simple. I was listening to one of their losses and heard Mark Champion say, we've got to stop turning the ball over. It's pretty,
he's right.
Pretty simple. 12 turnovers last night. That's the recipe for them to win. When it gets into 16, 17 plus, that's when they look like they did last year.
And I think Cade's turnovers are up. But it really is a couple really ugly games. Like, he only had three yesterday, and he had 11 assists. Like, more of that is what's going to drive this team to, I'm going to use a word, competency. I felt like last year they were incompetent. They had a head coach who was running all bench lineups, who was starting Killian Hayes, who had banished Jaden Ivey to the bench. I mean, guys, we forget about it. Competency is, I'm going to set my good young players up for success. Yeah. I'm going to put some shooting around them. It's not always great. Like, Tobias Harris got to get going a little bit, but Tim Hardaway Jr. has been a reliable three-point shooter. We're going to do this. We're going to play a couple shooters around our couple guards, and we're going to have a competent coaching approach. And it hasn't meant that they're, you know, a great team, but 3-5, maybe challenge for 30 wins, maybe provide a little bit of a foundation here, not be a laughing stock,
right?
Which would be a step for this organization.
Well, and will competency just get you to 30 wins?
Could be.
And does a competent coaching staff, and that kind of highlights how bad things were last year, does that just get you a handful of wins?
Sure, it could be 5-7 extra wins just on that alone. Then the player development's another 4 or 5 wins added on top, and you start finding your way up to respectability.